If you use maps on your phone or laptop, there's a good chance you're using Google. Google Maps is the world's most popular app. And as if that's not enough, its mapping technology runs under the hood for plenty of others like Uber, WhatsApp, Airbnb. Even 7-Eleven uses Google Maps in case you want to find a Slurpee on the go. But as companies like Uber become successful, they don't want to have to rely on Google. That's why several companies are offering big bucks for Nokia's HERE mapping service. Let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. And that sound can only mean that someone from Recode is here today. It's Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile for Recode. Ina, hi.
Good to be here.
They're at KQED in San Francisco. Okay, when I think Nokia, I'm cast back to a time when text messages were new, phones were like bricks. So tell us when Nokia became about maps.
So the biggest thing happened about a year ago when they sold their phone business, the one that you know, the one we all know and love, to Microsoft. And what remained of Nokia was three businesses. A mobile equipment that makes the equipment that makes cellular networks work. Real boring business, but a big business. Their patents. And then this mapping unit, which a lot of people don't know, but is actually under the hood of most of the European car makers. It's used by Microsoft. It's used by Amazon. It's used by a lot of people to power their maps.
Well, and maps are powerful now. And that's why Uber has expressed interest about $3 billion worth in HERE, which is Nokia's mapping system. What other companies are interested?
So we know that the German car makers, a group of them, are looking to get together. Those are the ones, only ones that have popped up for sure. But I think there's other people. Apple could certainly be one that's interested. And anyone really that uses Nokia's maps today, they might not necessarily want to own the business, but man, they'd hate to see it fall into the hands of a competitor. So I think the car makers, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, there's a long list of people that could be interested.
Well, I know Meghna, my partner here today, wants to jump in here because you mentioned Apple, and we all remember why Apple just really might need a new mapping system because Apple Maps used to send you off, you know, goodness knows where, so they might want this. But Meghna, you had some thoughts about how it is that Google has become so good at maps.
Right. I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember, Google actually ended up, first of all, buying the company that created Google Maps before it was called Google Maps and brought it into the system and then built on top of that. So they didn't start from zero, did they?
They didn't. And this has become a very expensive business. One of the reasons Nokia is looking to get out of it, it's really expensive to run because you have to have the topography, the actual streets. But that's really at this point just the beginning, especially as we're moving towards autonomous driving. You need to know lanes. You need to know speed limits. You need an incredible amount of information. And that means driving the roads with really sophisticated gear. And almost as soon as you're done mapping one area, you've got to start over and update it. So it is a very expensive business, especially to get the kind of data needed to really power autonomous driving, which is where the industry is going. Yeah. That's where Uber's headed. That's where all the car makers are headed. So this is an expensive business to be in.
I mean, is it expensive and a big barrier to entry, even though a lot of the data is sort of publicly available from all the satellites out there that are generating these pictures and maps of the world?
From the government, yeah.
Yeah, but that's really just the beginning. Again, if this were about navigation, if this were about just, you know, getting from point A to point B on and which roads to take, maybe that would be the case. But this is really about traffic. It's about which lane to be in. It's about construction projects. It's about cars that drive themselves. And that is actually only done through proprietary cars that drive the roads.
Yeah.
And really, there's only a couple of companies in this business, and Google and Nokia are the main ones.
Well, but you've just explained why, you know, because it's so hard to build maps, especially ones that can compare with this huge database that Google already has. So what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I think the interesting thing will be that I think the buyer is likely to be a company that wants the maps a little bit, but what they really don't want is the maps ending up in the hands of a rival. Again, I think the status quo is actually pretty appealing for most of Nokia's customers. They pay Nokia a relatively small fee along with a bunch of other customers, and they get the data they need. Buying the maps business for whoever does it is going to be way more expensive. And the other issue here is Uber has a lot more money than some of the people that need it most because they've got all this venture capital money. If they need to raise a little bit more, it's a very favorable market for doing that. Whereas, you know, if you're a car maker, you got to be paying real cash.
Well, and do we understand, you know, you're talking about this real cash. that Nokia's HERE mapping system has become so valuable that with another round of funding, Uber could value it at, wait, have I got this right? $50 billion? Is that Uber?
That's Uber. So the question is, you know, if Uber submits this bid for about $3 billion, they might need to raise more money. And there's one report out there that they, if they raise money, they could be valued at $50 billion, which, again, speaks to the fact that in this market, a company like Uber can really easily raise money. And it's not the same hit right. to them as it would be to an established car maker that's paying out of the, you know, money they make every day.
So we're talking real money here. Ina Fried, a senior editor of Mobile for Recode, on what Uber might be doing with Nokia's MAT system. Ina, thanks so much.
Always.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. That's real money, Meghna.
Yes, it is.
I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.